We were at the UFC fight in Miami, and you walked up with Trump, and that place lost their mind when you guys walked. I don't know if you...
People don't like it, but Trump is the man. Trump is the man. He has this fan base. He has his supporters, and they're going to stick with him to the end.
How has he been to you over the years?
I never had a bad moment with him.
You've never had a bad moment?
No, yeah. No.
Did you...
Became very profited from him. Yes, it was just a great relationship.
When did you guys...
I just had dinner with him. A week ago.
In Mar-a-Lago? Where
yes,
were you?
In Mar-a-Lago.
How was that?
That was awesome. Me, him, Barron, and his mother. And it was just off the hook. Barron, he's so smart. The young kid. Barron
is smart.
Oh, Barron.
You
knew
that? 7 feet tall now or
no,
not
six
yet?
No, 6'8".
He's 6'8".
But you knew he was very intelligent?
I've heard a lot of weird stories.
Man,
about
this kid is, this guy's on top of this game, intellectually, that
at
is.
16 years old.
17.
17 now, got it.
Was Melania there at dinner?
Yes, she was there as well.
How was your interaction with her? What is
awesome.
She like?
Awesome. It's like the president. His wife, the first lady.
Now, despite the way you think of Jake Paul as a social media star, his push into the boxing world is actually kind of working. He's like Gen Z's Donald Trump. He's leveraging a social media and reality TV career into actual relevancy and staying power. In 2021, Jake Paul made a reported $40 million from his fights alone, having never faced a legitimate boxer.
What's up, brother?
Oh, shit. What up, bro?
Good to see you, man.
How are you?
Ready to roll
Let's
tonight.
Fucking
it's
go.
Good. Let's do it.
Let's go.
It's
Welcome
good,
to the club, bro.
I'm pretty pumped.
Welcome.
Yes, bro.
That's the problem bot right there.
Yeah, I love that, man.
Bro, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me,
Let's
man.
Go.
I'm excited.
We're going to watch not this out.
Yes.
If Biden put the gloves on and Trump put the gloves on, what do you think would happen?
I mean, Trump wouldn't even have to punch and Biden would just fall over from the wind.
All right. We'll leave it there.
And Trump, if you're watching this, this is an invite. I know you used to promote Tyson, so I'd love to have you at the fight. Vivek came to my other fight. And, of course, the Silver Fox, Baron Trump. So, Donnie, pull up. We got tickets for you.
All right.
Compare me to somebody.
Vivek Ramsey.
Vivek Ramaswamy.
What's great about him, which is what I also liked about Trump, is that they're not politicians by trade. He's a businessman. America is a business. I know one day he's going to win some presidential campaign.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Now, I have to say, this administration has brought strange bedfellows, hasn't it? Jake Paul, huh? Now, a lot of people are out there confusing him. I've been seeing this passed around on Twitter. No, the Paul brother that got arrested for, you know, looting and rioting during all the BLM protests in California, that was Logan, not Jake. But Jake is not a conservative or a Republican type kind of guy, at least not publicly. He's done a lot of, like, pro-BLM stuff. He's had a bunch of pride stuff in the past. But here's the thing. He's from, if I understand correctly, from a fairly, like, working-class family, so he may be, like, background conservative or just sort of libertarian. You know, I really don't give a fuck what his politics are. The dude is saying something that's absolutely true here, and everyone is either loving him or hating him for it. What I find funny is just, look at his title. Boxer Jake Paul. Boxer. I remember this motherfucker. He used to host videos on the Fred YouTube channel. No, for real. If you just look up Jake Paul, Fred, it should come right on up. He, right after the guy who played Fred on YouTube retired, he just, like, let his channel go up to a bunch of content creators, and Jake Paul was one of them. So you got, like, a 12, 13-year-old Jake Paul hosting videos. Oh, God, I'm old. Jesus, fuck, I'm old, man. Nah, he's probably more like 15, 16, actually. I was probably like 13, 14 when I was watching it. Jesus, fuck. That means like 10 years. I watched this motherfucker 10 years, years ago. Shit. It's a little embarrassing to admit, but this dude's popped in and out of my viewing programming. Sometimes I'll check out the Impulsive podcast. It's not that bad. I think he's gotten more tolerable with age, actually. Because I remember, like, he's one of those dudes from 2016 that was, like, in every commentary video imaginable. YouTube channels would be roasting other YouTube channels saying, all you do is talk about Jake Paul. Meanwhile, the same channel got, like, a billion Jake Paul videos. Ethan Klein, Keemstar kind of shit, you know? That was my favorite thing. They'd be like, you just make Jake Paul videos. Meanwhile, they both just be cranking out a ton of fucking Jake Paul and Logan Paul content. It was stupid. But he's actually not a bad boxer. Give him some credit. But let's just get into this article. With the reminder, there's an old saying. If you do not take an interest in politics, politics will take an interest in you. Keep that in mind as we go through the two articles I got for you. Boxer. So fucking weird. Boxer. Jake Paul blasts Biden for gas prices. Inflation claims Biden voters are the American problem. YouTube influencer turned professional boxer Jake Paul stepped into the political ring against Biden. By Joe Silverstein. Joe Biden just challenges him to a push-up competition. Jake Paul, a YouTube influencer turned professional boxer, stepped into the political ring Saturday, slamming President Joe Biden on Twitter for the state of the economy and his frequent gaffes and incoherent sentences. He also said, unrepentant Biden voters are, quote, are the American problem. Paul tweeted, Biden accomplishments, highest gas prices, worst inflation, plummeting crypto prices, highest rent prices ever. Well, Jake, you got that fucking crypto scam. Allegedly crypto scam, bro. Can't say I really know much about it other than what I've heard online, but you know, people say a lot of shit online. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're wrong. Last point is, created new, incomprehensible language. If you read this and voted for Biden and you still don't regret it, then you are the American problem. Yeah. 1. Highest gas prices. 2. Worst inflation. 3. Plummeting crypto prices. 4. Highest rent prices ever. And 5. Creating new, incomprehensible language. Baffadaff care. True and not a shabba de pressure. It's a lot harder to say than it looks. Inflation hit a 40-year high Friday. Gas prices have doubled since Biden took office. Americans are struggling to buy homes and pay rent, and some economists predicting the country will soon enter a recession. Whew. This fucking Paul... What's this Brock Lesnar tattoo? Moving on. Paul received some praise from conservatives on Twitter and much scorn from leftists. Quote, never thought I'd retweet Jake Paul, but here we are. This is 100% spot on, wrote Chicks on the Right's podcast account. Yeah, no, I never thought I'd be sharing a Jake Paul tweet either, but yeah, this one hit pretty good. A lot of people were like, your accomplishments, and they'd fuck up and be like, getting arrested for rioting, showing a dead body. And I'm like, you're just confusing brothers. You're just trying to lump all the Pauls into one thing. One of them was like, your accomplishment, your dad touched somebody. It's like, bro, that's his dad. Well, fuck. So my response to just one of these dudes is pretty good. I got blocked by him. I just said, your accomplishments. 1, bitching online about somebody who's wildly more successful than you will ever be to virtue signal. 2. 3. 4. And then I got blocked. I like getting blocked on Facebook, on Twitter by people. It's like a little victory, you know? Longtime leftist sports and newscaster Keith Olbermann, Jesus, slammed Paul as, quote, dumber than you look. Crypto prices, sonny. Who the fuck? Oh, yeah. Crypto prices, sonny. It really is quite a feat. You're dumber than you look. Sonny. Keith Olbermann is not equipped to compete with somebody like Jake Paul. Especially not on social media. Like, if Jake Paul wanted to end his career, he could right now. With a couple tweets. And I'm not saying that because, like, Jake Paul's cool or anything. I'm just saying, like, Keith Olbermann is an old fuck. Like, old, tired, corporate, burnt-out fuck. Jake Paul is one of those snapback kind of Twitter celebrities, you know? Paul's tweet drew the attention of controversial Washington Post columnist Taylor Lorenz. Yeah, the famous doxer of libs of TikTok. Who noted, quote, Jake Paul's third biggest critique of the administration is the prices of crypto going down. Liberal journalism professor Jeff Jarvis replied to Lauren's tweet mockingly, quote, creating a new incomprehensible language is intriguing. Biden can personally lower the gas prices. Can personally lower the prices of gas and raise the price of crypto and invent words. Man, he's powerful. He's Webster. Boomers, man. You know, the worst part about their sarcasm is they think they're being so fucking witty about it, when facts completely destroy them in just a couple sentences. For example, you want to talk about, let's see, where was it? Liberal journalism. Biden can personally lower the gas prices. Yeah, well, you know, Jake said highest gas prices. And you were like, yeah, he can totally lower the gas prices and raise the price of crypto. And dude said plummeting crypto prices. You know, your response sucks. If you're trying to be like sarcastic and passive aggressive, you are completely failing, because in order for you to be a good response, if you want to go down this right, creating a new incomprehensible language, intriguing. Yeah, and Biden can personally raise the price of gas. Yeah. And lower the price of crypto and just invent words, man. He's powerful. He's Webster. But that's not what he said. He said creating a new language, incomprehensible language, is intriguing. Biden can personally lower the price of gas and raise the price of crypto and invent words. What a garbage fucking response. Democrat Arizona State Representative candidate Ryan Sheed criticized Paul, including his race. What? Quote, Jake Paul proved why he's an idiot. Let me introduce you to the rich white boy, Shred wrote before launching into his points by response. Gas prices are high worldwide. True. But here's the thing. They were high in this country before they rose globally. Also, we're the world leader. Pretty much every developed country's on our fucking dollar. So if we have price hikes and our dollar's affected, it affects the prices worldwide. That's kind of just how that works when your dollar's the dominant. We are fucking up our own value. Inflation is high worldwide. The world runs on our money. So if our money's having issues, the world's having issues. It's not that fucking hard. Crypto is not controlled by Biden. Ask Musk to send out a few tweets manipulating the market. You know what? I'll actually kind of give you that one. The whole issue is the taxing of crypto and working on that right now. And with the market and the economy crashing, people can't afford to buy it averagely. And it's giving like big stockbrokers and hedge funds the power to buy everything up off the market and leave smaller investors high and dry. So, shit point. He does not have a fucking stutter. You look at Joe Biden talk 10 years ago, not a fucking stutter in sight. Not one. Look at any, if you watch Joe Biden talk on the stage and debate stage just like 10 years ago in 08, watch him in 08, watch him in 2012. He sounds perfectly comprehensible. I disagree with all of his fucking policies for the most part. Then again, a lot of what he says back then would seem conservative by today's standards. And who controls the economy that's being fucked up by Biden? Because if taxes go up, you know, like housing taxes and property taxes and shit, that the government rises in times of like, you know, oh, we're in debt. Oh, we're broke. Oh, inflation's high. So everything gets more expensive. That includes your taxes going up, bro. So if taxes across the board are going up, the taxes on property are going to go up too, which means it costs more for the landlord to pay for that property every year, which means he has to ask for more money to cover the cost so he can pay the government for the property that he owns. Taxation is theft. If you fucking dumbasses. Left-wing Princeton professor Kevin M. Cruz tweeted in response to Jake Paul, quote, "Is he responsible for your apparent head trauma too?" They're not countering anything he said. They're just saying shit. They're not providing sources, articles. They're giving you quips, and they're not elaborating. Go look at my Twitter. When I get into it, I get into it. I got sources. I be laying it out. Paul, who is 5-0, defeated former UFC welterweight champion Tyson Woodley in a boxing... in a boxing match in December by knockout. He'll return to the ring later this summer in Madison Square Garden. again, Jake Paul is not a conservative guy. He's very much a liberal. He has called for UFC fighters to demand the UFC become unionized. He goes after Dana White for the whole sponsorship thing. Jake, he donates to BLM, or he did. He's done a bunch of like LGBTQ stuff in the past. And he's, for the most part, with the message, but you know what? I like this, because what's going to happen is everyone's going to lob onto him, right? The left's just going to slaughter him. They're just going to flock at him. And it's not like it's going to be like a brutal takedown or anything. They're just going to fucking come at him really fucking hard. And what's going to happen is the right's going to start saying really nice things about him. Jake Paul is vain as fuck, man. He's smart, but he's vain as fuck, too. So when the right starts saying all these nice things about him, he's going to look at his friends. And here's the fucked up part, too, because he said this. He's going to have a lot of friends in his circle be like, man, I don't even want to be affiliated with you no more. And they're going to fucking bounce and leave him like, oh, shit, okay. Oh, shit, okay. And then he's going to see the fucking right saying nice shit about him while his former friends and his, like, fucking side of the aisle starts attacking him. He's going to be like, oh, well, fuck this. And then you're going to see, like, Dave Chappelle got wildly red-pilled over the last year and a half or so. That's what happens. You attack them and slander them and lie about them, and they're going to find the people who are saying nice shit about them, and they're going to gravitate to them naturally. But let's move on to the next article, shall we? And this is Boxer Jake Paul, blast Biden for gas prices, inflation claims Biden voters are the American problem, by Joe Silverstein. Articles, of course, will be in the description below. Now, let's check this one out. Over the Gateway Pundit, Angelia Stanton, King rallies crowd against Joe Biden outside Topps grocery store in Buffalo, New York. You can't bring a knife to a gunfight. Stay strapped. And may you stay forever based, ma'am. By associate editor. Meaning, no one wanted their name attached to this. I got a little card here for it. Come to a call to action. Come meet me, Angelina Stanton King. 10 a.m. Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. At Topps Friendly Market. The address. Ask Joe Biden. Let's ask Joe Biden some questions. Where is the black hate crime bill? Like the Asian hate crime bill? I don't believe in hate crimes, being real. It's just crime. You just throwing on a extra little layer of like, oh, well, now it's because of race. It's like, regardless of if it's by race or not, it's just crime. It's a crime. It's like hate speech isn't a real fucking thing. People can just say shit. You don't like, you don't have to fucking listen. Ugh. Where is reparations for black Americans like the $50 million Asian reparations? We are just asking. Reparations are bullshit. But agreed, I don't think reparations or hate crime bills will do anything besides make this country a little bit worse. But, you know, I appreciate the heart of where you're coming from. I can say that genuinely. Angelia Stanton King, a former U.S. congressional candidate for Georgia's 5th District, the founder and president of the American King Foundation. We was Kangs and shit, you know? The granddaughter of Dr. Eveletta King. Ooh, okay. Visited the Topps grocery store in Buffalo, New York, where at least 9 people were shot and several killed in a mass shooting on Saturday. The Gateway Pundit reported earlier that Joe Biden traveled to Buffalo, New York, to smear Republicans and blame conservatives for mass shootings on Saturday at a grocery store by a deranged teen and admitted leftist. Still, Joe Biden blamed this incident solely on white supremacy. Oops, sorry about that. Let's see. Joe Biden wants to take our guns. Angelina King wants us to, quote, stay strapped. Did I miss anything? Let's just read this real quick. New record, Joe Biden delivers nasty speech blaming Republicans after leftist shoots up Buffalo store. Only 821 people tuned in, but 81 million votes. Joe Biden traveled to Buffalo, New York to smear Republicans and blame conservatives for a mass shooting on Saturday at a grocery store. But, okay, well, that's just the article, okay. Ms. King initially planned to confront Joe Biden and ask why he is letting black communities suffer in America, but due to flight complications, she was unable to meet Biden. Outside of the grocery store, where Black Guns Matter founder Maj Torie, Angela Stanton King spoke to the black community to encourage self-defense and gun ownership and point out the lies from Joe Biden, the Democrats. Fucking based. Look, we may disagree on a good chunk of things, but I have a lot of respect for this woman. Going out in the community and saying you need to protect yourself. You cannot rely on the government to protect you. This government will kill anybody. The system doesn't hate white people or black people or Asian people more. It hates people. Period. MKUltra, that didn't prejudice. And then you got times where it is targeted, like the Tuskegee Airmen experiment. You have moments where the government has targeted, abused, harmed, and killed its own citizens in the name of what? Progress? And she's saying it's time that we stand up for ourselves. Get a gun, protect yourself, make you responsible for your own protection. I adore that message. We need you to be active in the lives of these young men in your community. I need you to get active. It doesn't matter if it's your child or not. We can't depend on the TV to raise our children. We can't depend on sold-out politicians to raise our children because they're getting a check. We're over here hurting right now, trying to figure out where we are going to get food from. Where do we go from here? Let's talk about the long-term impacts of what just happened. And you got a president that came out here in our community to tell us to give up our guns. You've got to be kidding me. We just watched a video of 10 beloved people in this community, brothers, grandparents, fathers. They were doing nothing wrong. All they were doing was getting groceries, and we just watched them get their heads blown off. You can't bring a knife to a gunfight. Stay strapped. And get clapped is the rest of that quote. Somebody told me, I'd rather be caught alive with it than dead without it. Everybody in the grocery store on Saturday needed to be strapped. And that's exactly what I said when I was recording that too. The reality is, black community, we are under attack. Don't think that all these people walking around here, these politicians, come into town and you think they care about us. All they care about is their money. That's why Black Lives Matter, the biggest fucking grift on the planet, by the way. When they came down to... Oh, okay, cool. My bad. I just assumed that... You know what? I'll totally own to that. I just assumed, based on the reparations comment earlier, that was going to be a pro-BLM thing, but she just called them out, too. Fuck, man. This woman's awesome. I'd like to buy her beer. That's why Black Lives Matter, when they came out here to burn down our community, what did they do? They wanted to make it seem like it was black people. But I've seen them little white kids dressed in all black. Exactly. It is like 85 to 90% white people rioting on behalf of black people. They want to be silent about Antifa. They want to make it seem like it's us. We can no longer afford to be misled. Black lives are at stake. We are being attacked from every angle. Our black men are under attack. Fuck, she's basis. Fuck. Okay, see, this is what I mean. Politicians are not even 1% of our nation's population. They are like 0.3 or 4%. That means it is literally 99.95% of the population versus them. Things like this, because she's clearly more left than I am, shit like this is how we can find common ground and unity. And that's why the government wants us to keep hating each other. They give you race. They give you fucking division. They give you two parties so you can pick your little fucking teams. Just so you're at the throat of your fellow American and not at the throat, metaphorically speaking for now, of a politician. Metaphorically speaking. Strictly. Babies are being murdered. Did you know they just voted last week to abort babies up until the moment of birth in New York? Did you know there are more black babies aborted than there are born? After they've, and by the way, that's something I've pointed out before. If the Republicans are these big time racist white supremacists, why would they be against abortions? White people aren't even in the top like 5% of abortions in this country. It's predominantly black and Hispanic. Those are the people who get abortions. That's also who Planned Parenthood fucking preys on. So if the right's really white supremacist and they don't want black or any other race to exist, then why the fuck don't they support Planned Parenthood? After they voted in Kanjia Brown Jackson, who's married to a white man, I don't really care about that, the New York Post ran a story about why it's better for black women to marry white. Okay, well, now that's a little creepy. So you want us to abort our babies and then just abandon our men? What happens to black life when we do that? Just go along to get along. We don't want to upset nobody. We want to make sure everybody's being friends. We don't want to mess with nobody's money. Y'all better speak up because them people... Because them people ain't gonna do nothing for you. It's time for us to do for ourselves. I'm not asking you to depend on a party. I'm asking you to depend on us. No, try to depend on yourself. And guess what? If we got some people that want to help us, that's fine. But we can no longer depend on the government. You should never be able to depend on the government, you know? Okay. Got the video here. Let's check out this amazing bass Wonder Woman.
Active in the lives of these young men in your community. You hear me? I need you to get active. It don't matter if it's your child or not. We can't depend on the TV to raise our children. We can't depend on sold out politicians to raise our children. Because they get a check. We over here hurting right now trying to figure out where we going to get food from. Where do we go from here? When y'all going to get another grocery store? Where is the closest grocery store from here? Let's talk about the long-term impact of what just happened. And you got a president that came down here to our community to tell us to give up our gun. You got to be kidding me. We just watched a video of 10 beloved people in this community. Mothers.
I may not necessarily agree that all cops are the KKK, but I also don't support cops that much, so I'm perfectly happy with them thinking this. I'm perfectly happy with people thinking that, because I guarantee you there are some real prejudiced fucking cops out there. It's hard not to get a superiority complex when you're protected by a badge in the fucking government, isn't it? It's almost like, you know, you're so protected you don't have to actually do your fucking job and save kids from a school shooting or a man drowning begging for his life or something. You know, the huge pigs.
You sent him to do it.
How did he get that?
Hey,
let's be honest. That body armor report was like $2,000 to $3,000. You 18 years old. You 18 years old working in a convenience store. How the fuck do you can afford $2,000 body armor? How can you afford $2,000 body armor?
Oh my god, this is fucking amazing. This dude, he's doing it. All right, when I talked about when I was talking about the Buffalo shooting when it happened, right? I was pointing this out, like this dude got like the Rolls Royce of fucking rifles and some really expensive top notch body armor. How the fuck? Now maybe there's some surplus store, but it was reported that there was like fucking top-notch shit bought new and delivered to his house. And he got this shit delivered to his house without a background check? At least the firearm. To what we have deduced from, or like, what has been published, that motherfucker bought this gun online, and it was just brought to his fucking house. Now, what happens 100% of the time, when you buy a firearm online, it is sent to a licensed gun dealership first. It's not sent to you. It is sent to a local dealership or a local gun shop. And then you have to go pick it up, and they run the background check on you. If you don't pass it, they send that shit back, and your ass goes to jail.
How can you afford a $1,000 weapon?
Now, again, that's just how Planned Parenthood operates. It is very predatory. It goes into those communities on purpose. And they've also been Dude, they propagandize that shit all the time. And they get caught multiple times on record selling the fucking babies and shit. Like, you know, fetuses, parts. It's fucked up. I'll throw some links in the description to the... Yeah, you know what? I'm going to throw a couple links, some reading material on this specific topic for you guys in the description below.
They tell us our black man is worthless. After they voted in Ketanji Jackson Brown, who's married to a white man, the New York Post ran a story about why it's better for black women to marry white. So you want us to abort our babies and then abandon our men. What happens to black lives if we do that? Go along to get along. We don't want to upset nobody. We want to make sure everybody being friends. We don't want to mess with nobody money. Y'all better speak up, because them people ain't finna do nothing for you. It's time for us to do for ourselves. I'm not asking you to depend on the party. I'm asking you to depend on us.
Ah, damn, I kind of wish it kept going. All right. And that is the end of the article. And with that, that is the end of this episode. Though I do have some criticism for Gateway Pundit. When I was reading this article, there's a lot of I notice you only put in the stuff that lines with, like, the right side of things. You don't put any of the left talking points you had in there, too. If you're going to quote somebody, quote them. I'm not asking for a full transcript, but don't just pick out what parts you want to put in there. I want to hear what she thinks, you know? I want to know what she has to say. I don't like that you kind of, like, just cherry-pick parts of what she was saying. Because there's a lot of interesting shit she threw in there, and y'all just kind of, like, went with the fucking basic ass pro-gun stuff, which is cool. I love it. But she brought up a lot of other very valid points in the black community that I feel like maybe should have been elaborated on or maybe, you know, quoted. But aside from that, that brings us to the end of this episode. I'll catch you guys later.